Here in the U.S., 2001 has been a tough year for many sectors of the economy, but the auto industry will soon report that 2001 has been its second best year ever for vehicle sales. Spurred on by 0% financing, American consumers bought cars and trucks at a record pace in October and November. But as Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports, there are concerns that this year's sales may come at the expense of next year's.
Customers trickle in and out of the Jim Frassard Pontiac Buick dealership in the Detroit suburb of Royal Oak the day after Christmas. The week between Christmas and New Year's is traditionally slow for auto dealerships. Sales representative Mike Germansky spends the day talking to customers on the phone.
You'll enjoy it, I'm sure. For that kind of money,
Germansky says business has been brisk since General Motors and other automakers began offering 0% financing to spur sales in the aftermath of September's terrorist attacks. Around the country, auto sales slumped in mid-September, and Germansky says his office was no different.
There probably was people that were still involved in picking up their car, you know, that were, you know, got it previously to that date. But I don't think there was a rush for a couple of weeks after that day. You know, it was very, very spotty, of course.
But Germansky says business immediately picked up after General Motors announced its zero interest financing program in late September.
When you normally have to pay, you know, anywhere from 3 or 4 to 7 or 8% interest, depending on what the situation is, to get it for zero, that was what brought them out.
Other automakers like Ford, Daimler, Chrysler, and Toyota followed suit, and customers around the country started heading to auto showrooms. October became the best month for U.S. auto sales in history. Sales remained strong in November, but began to drop off this month. Some industry analysts say they're worried that the success of the financing program will hurt sales in the coming year. Many argue that the zero-interest financing simply dragged forward purchases that otherwise would have happened in 2002, and that the industry is now in for a prolonged sales slump. Jim Hall is the vice president of industry analysis for Auto Pacific, an automotive marketing and consulting firm. He says the real problem with zero interest financing is that it was so successful that it will be difficult to eliminate.
The disconcerting thing is that there's a strong indication, and there's some of us that believe that basically 0%, 2.9%, 3.9% may be a fixture of the future. If you think about rebates, they started with Chrysler when they were trying to move Chryslers. When it was buy a car, get a check, that was really the start of rebates. And they never went away.
The industry will see lower profits because of zero interest financing and the associated marketing costs. But at the same time, most consumers are just looking at the great deals that are available. Comerica Bank senior economist David Littman says the big three automakers will need to find a way to boost sales without destroying the potential for profit. While he argues that 0% financing allowed the big three to keep assembly lines open and may have even prevented a broader recession, he says the car companies have larger long-term problems that have to be dealt with soon.
The big three are in an end game. They've seen their market share erode 1 to 2 percentage points a year. That is unsupportable. They cannot do that any longer. They have to make wholesale adjustments in their production and bottom lines to be survivors in the next 5 years.
Fourth quarter reports from the big three will show strong sales throughout the period, but the profit picture for the year won't be as bright. While General Motors is expected to post a slight profit for the year, Ford and the Chrysler Group will report significant losses for 2001. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.